This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you care where your food comes from, you'll love the American Family Farmer podcast. Just visit AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com and press play, or find us on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. JV show. The D is for Doug Steffen. The J, that's for me, Jennifer Horn. The V, that's for Victoria Keelan. She's out today. And Jay Kirshner here. We need to make it the DJVJ show.
The DJVJ program. All right. So, Doug, Jen, and Jay here, 7 after the hour. The Thursday program, 15th of July, middle of the month. The essence of our conversation today, there are three or four major things, the usual political stuff.
And the Tiger King.
A lot of things are changing. The Tiger King. Let's talk a little bit about that. Why don't you bring us...
I mean, really, let's talk about the hard-hitting, breaking news of the day, and that is that an Oklahoma district court, they vacated the Tiger King's sentence, Joe Exotic, his sentence on Wednesday, and they ordered his resentencing. He apparently... He's got a 22-year sentence ahead of him. He's been in jail for 2 years, and this was his failed murder-for-hire plot against Carol Baskin, who would probably be in a cell next to him. I mean, I'm not saying he's great, but, you know, come on. So Gregory Phillips is the circuit judge, and he said that the indictment counts, including wildlife crimes and two murder-for-hire plots, were still valid, but that they did not group the two murder-for-hire convictions together as required by federal guidelines, which means that he is probably going to either have a vacated sentence. The current conviction, they say, must be vacated. The judge says, we hope that the district court acted within discretion by allowing Baskin to attend full trial proceedings despite her being listed as a government witness, but that it erred by not grouping the two murder-for-hire convictions at sentencing. Wow. Accordingly, we reaffirm the conviction but vacate the sentence and remand for resentencing, which means he could be spending less time in jail. If you watched The Tiger King, you saw that he tried to pay $3,000 to Alan Glover, one of his park employees, to try to kill Karen Baskin by cutting her head off.
Great.
Now, Glover has testified he never intended to follow through with that plan, but he was happy to sing to the feds to bring down Joe Exotic.
There it is. So the report is floating around this week, Jennifer and Jay, that using the radio in Central America has been deterring people from trying to come to our country illegally.
There are
ads that were produced.
They're like, these people? No way. I'll stick it out.
Right. So we have run these ads all over Central America, El Salvador, Guatemala, Honduras, in Spanish. There are, I guess, other languages as well, some of the indigenous languages. But the in Central America, actually outside of America, radio is still the main way of communicating. Not that, 94% of people in this country listen to the radio every week in some way, shape, or form, but it is really the communication tool. So we've spent a lot of money making ads and sending them down to these stations, buying time on these radio stations all over El Salvador, Guatemala, and Honduras to get people to stay home. You're not going to come here and find what you're looking for, so stay home. Basically, that's the message. I think that's actually, I'm glad to hear that, frankly, glad to see that that's what's being done. Let's see what you think about the Democrats, including Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, all the proposals that have been heretofore failed to decriminalize marijuana. Here's a look at it again. Cory Booker's in on it. Ron Wyden, the draft legislation will decriminalize marijuana on the federal level. Joe Biden's not a willing participant in this, however. He's not a fan of marijuana. But there is just a practical
side. Neither am I. I've smoked marijuana one time in my life. Didn't like it. Never smoked it. And not a fan of people who overuse marijuana. I think it makes you, I mean, look.
Well, but that's
it.
That's not your business. That's their business.
Exactly. I think some people can use marijuana every single day and not have a problem, just like alcohol. I think there are some people who overuse it, and that makes them probably an addict, even though people say that marijuana is not addictive. But here's the thing. I think that there's a difference. It doesn't, should people be thrown in jail for it? I mean, it's the same argument. Should people be thrown in jail for getting drunk in a bar? Well, if they don't get behind a car or the wheel of a car, they don't put people's lives in danger. Are we throwing those people in jail? I mean, why would we criminalize something that has been so clearly accepted and is not even being enforced really by most law enforcement agencies across the country?
Right.
It just, it seems like a waste of time. And I think there is a difference between legalizing and decriminalizing. And, you know, especially now that you've got marijuana legal in other states. I mean, right now it's like a felony, I think, if you cross state lines, right? If you go into a state where it's not legal and you have state, you bought the marijuana perfectly legally and you go into a state where it's not legal, then all of a sudden you're guilty of another crime. So, I mean, look, is this the bridge to die on for people, including Joe Biden? No way.
No.
I mean, it seems silly.
Yeah. The bill, as it exists now, is called the Cannabis Administration and Opportunity Act. I just love the government. C-A-O-A. The COA. Anyway, removes the Drugs from Controlled Substances Act, imposes a federal tax on marijuana products. That you knew was coming anyway. Revenue from the tax would be used to fund grant programs for communities that are impacted by marijuana prosecutions, which I think most people agree with has been way overdone. Everybody in jail for a marijuana prosecution should be out of jail. Just go. The DEA would not be the regulatory agency. It would be the FDA. The states would be allowed to set their own laws. Massachusetts is a perfect example of about as big a mess as you could have. We've legalized the recreational use of marijuana. The stipulations, the way that the law reads, you got to really, really jump through hoops. But they've messed up the use of hemp and hemp products. This is the most, for a state that has so much education in it, there's a lot of stupid people and ignorant. It's more based on ignorance. Hemp is no way like marijuana. No way. And yet it's being treated as if it was. Anyway, we're just about to say, Jen.
Maybe, I mean, this is what's happening in California. It sounds like Massachusetts is going down that same road. But California, look, I voted against legalizing marijuana in California because the way the bill was written, it looked disastrous to me. It's not that I cared about making it legal or not, because it was already legal for medical use anyway. So, you know, everybody had a card that wanted it. But the problem with California is that it almost waited too long to legalize recreational marijuana. So the problem the problem that the industry is having is that everybody who wanted to smoke weed was already doing it. They were either doing it with a medical card, or they had their own dealer.
Growing in their backyard.
And those people, they're either growing it or they had their own dealer. And those people are not now going into these high fancy, you know, dispensary shops paying however much they're paying more in taxes just to fund the industry for the government. So it's been a huge failure in California. It sounds like Massachusetts is headed down that road as well.
No,
and
Massachusetts,
they're regulating the hemp.
They've figured it out in Massachusetts, but the biggest problem is linking hemp and marijuana together, which is just plain complete
ignorance. Well, same with CBD.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Hemp is a CBD is a hemp product. And that's the whole thing.
They can't put their money in a bank. I mean, this is the other thing that I really take issue with, is that if you're a legal business and you're paying taxes, then you should get to put the money in a dang bank.
It is asinine. It is the stuff that we have to go through. Most people know that I have four partners, and we're involved in this business with the retail end now. First Door is set to open later this week, in fact, next week. And then we'll have stores in Cambridge and Somerville and Newton. And then they will build the facility that will actually grow the stuff on my farm. But the regulations are just plain stupid. And you're right. Part of the design of the building is to build huge safes in the floor so that we can put the cash in the safe in the floor. That's, you know, that's because he can't bring it to the bank. It's, I mean, it's just, it is nuts. Hello, hello, does anybody look at the calendar? It's 2021.
Well, let's and you also become huge targets for people who want to come in and rob you.
Yeah.
Because they
right.
know that these dispensaries or that the people that work in them are walking around with big wads of cash.
Right.
So stupid.
Ugh. All right, Cuba, and what's going on? Demonstrations. You had some demonstrations in California in favor of us doing something with Cuba,
yeah.
right? The
California,
Cuban
Florida, they shut down yeah. a freeway in Miami.
Yep.
There has been a huge swell of support from everyone except for the Biden administration and for Democrats. And mm-hmm. it's pretty appalling for me to see how you cannot stand up and help the people of Cuba. The big story yesterday was that the Secretary of Homeland Security, Alejandro Mayorkas, who has stood there and said that our southern border is open and we welcome in everybody because of their
meanwhile, hardships. Meanwhile, they're sending ads down in the countries in Guatemala and El Salvador, et cetera, as I just said, to tell people to stay home. I mean, how contradictory can you get?
Well, the biggest contradictory statement is he said, if you're coming by water, we're not going to take you in. And really, you have to think, why would the Biden administration, including Joe Biden and Kamala Harris themselves on the campaign trail, this one really gets me fired up, say that we are a welcoming country and that people mm-hmm. can come in and that we are not going to be mean and nasty like President Trump's administration. And then when the Cuban people who are suffering and starving and do not have access to medicine because of socialism and Marxism, that those people are not going to be welcomed in with their asylum claims. That's what Alejandro Mayorkas said yesterday. We will not welcome in Cubans looking for asylum. How dare you?
Yeah.
How dare you stand up? Because, and you know the reason of it. Because the reason is that if Cubans come here and start to vote, they're going to vote Republican. Because they know how bad socialism is.
We're hypocrites. 18 past the hour on the DJV program with Doug, Jen, and Jay. Trending items coming up, including a focus on Britney Spears once again. The pandemic and what we are learning about the new Delta variant makes using the Navage very important. Think about this, the threats that you're getting now, the virus we all thought was licked, and now here comes this ugly Delta variant, and it all passes through your nose. So doctors now are saying you better get your shots and you better keep your nose clean. So proper nasal cleansing can be had very easily when you go to Navage.com, N-A-V-A-G-E, Navage.com. You look at the world's only nose cleaner. It has powered suction. You see how it works? So easy, 30 seconds. When you brush your teeth and wash your hands in the morning and at night, use the Navage to cleanse out all of the allergens, the potentially dangerous bacteria and viruses that get trapped in your nose. Get Navage. Wash your nose out and keep it clean. Navage, by the way, back with a no questions asked guarantee of satisfaction. Buy Navage at Navage.com.
How can I make sure my office never stops working?
With Staples Connect, it's possible. I need to keep my back office stocked without messing up my bottom line. Also possible, because Staples Connect has your small business covered with big savings on everything you need to get work done. This week, earn 30% back and a Staples store bonus when you buy any two ink cartridges, including HP. Explore what's new at your local Staples or staplesconnect.com. Staples Connect, the working and learning store. Limit 4, in-store only. Visit staplesconnect.com/store bonus for details and 724.
The moment you fire up a Gator UTV, the engine has your full attention. The completed job is on the horizon. And the trail meets its match. Just like that, you made short work of a long to-do list. Run with us on a John Deere Gator UTV. With effortless four-wheel drive at the flip of a switch and our smoothest shifting transmission yet. Nothing runs like a Deere. Search John Deere Gator for more.
Power your passions for less during Dell's exceptional Black Friday in July event. Enjoy up to $400 off high-performance Dell XPS laptops and desktops, along with next-level Alienware systems, all powered by Intel Core processors. Shop special prices on stunning Dell monitors, top brand electronics and accessories, plus enjoy free shipping on everything. Don't forget to ask for Intel when you call 800-BUY-DELL. That's 800-BUY-DELL.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that everything...
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
After the hour now on the DJV program, it's trending time. Social media really ramped up talking about and focusing on Britney Spears and things that are changing rapidly for her. So if you want to know what the latest details are, you'll stick right around, stick your ear to the radio speaker, because Jay's going to update you in just a moment.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck. Or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
If you're worried about your borderline blood pressure, hear how others are taking charge with Garlique Healthy Blood Pressure Formula.
Garlique works safely and naturally to support my blood pressure.
Garlique Healthy Blood Pressure Formula has a custom blend of garlic, vitamins, and minerals, so you know it works.
No garlic taste, no garlic breath.
Take charge of your blood pressure with Garlique Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural reference is only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
All right, Jay Bird, what do we have on Britney Spears? Other than she's going to sue her father, what did the judge have to say yesterday? All eyes were on that, man. Everybody
was talking with the latest
about
it, right? Hearing. I mean, it was quite the presentation, quite the rally outside the courthouse. Now, Judge Penny did accept Sam Ingham's, the court-appointed attorney, accepted his resignation and said Britney could hire out. She could get who she was wanting, Matthew Rosengart.
Yep.
That's right. Who she wanted to hire on. He's a former federal prosecutor. So Judge Penny signed off on that, also accepted Bessemer Trust request to be removed as co-conservator and granted by the court. And Britney is, she wants to press charges against her father, Jamie Spears.
Mm-hmm. All right.
As
so,
she should.
She's not retiring. Has she said something? That was a rumor started by her father, I think. Has she addressed that? She doesn't want to retire from the music industry.
She hasn't addressed it yet, but it came from her former manager, Larry Rudolph, who was saying that he hasn't spoken to her in 2 years. She hasn't been doing any work in 2 years. She plans to retire, so that's why he is resigning as her manager. She's not come out and said anything.
Well, but when you think about it, it's good for your mental health to be working. And also the fact that her father and those thieves have stolen $100 million from her over the past, 4 or 5 years. although she's not, nobody's going to have a benefit for her because she's still got $100+ million in the bank.
Yeah, about $60+ million, which in the grand scheme of things, talking in terms of Britney Spears, right, does not seem like that much money.
We'll take it though, right? You and me.
We'll split it.
We'll split it.
Whenever people are like, I didn't play the lottery, it's only $2 million. It's like,
So why was Matt Gaetz the congressman at the hearing?
Yeah, Matt Gaetz was outside with the rally, probably trying to take away attention from the current thing he's battling, being under investigation for possibly violating federal sex trafficking laws with a 17-year-old. He's gotten on the bandwagon of conservatorships, not just Britney Spears, but the whole topic of conservatorships and how they're wrong. I was watching some of the live streaming video from different Free Britney support groups, and they had a lot of other people who are stuck in conservatorships speaking and talking about the abuse that they've been taking
on, too.
Good.
It's put a focus on it.
And then Matt Gaetz being there, everybody was like, okay, we like what he's saying, but can we get someone else to say this?
Yeah, exactly.
Let's not take it from him.
All right, so now moving on to the women's NBA, the WNBA, Candace Parker. How is she distinguishing herself?
She is the very first female basketball player to cover the NBA 2K, which is the new edition, is going to hit shelves in September. NBA 2K is a video game. It's been an annual thing since 1999, and it updates for whatever the current season, who the players are and everything. And she is on the cover. Big step.
Yeah. All right. Nothing wrong with that. Okay, so there it is, some of the update about Britney, especially, which is important to a lot of people. 28 after the hour on the DJV program.
Hey, Jackie, did the Gomez files come in?
For Lucy's law firm, finding the perfect Spanish-speaking paralegal feels like an unwinnable case.
The case documents are in Spanish. My Espanol is too rusty for this.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. With Indeed Instant Match, we immediately show you quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed meet your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Sadness and misery, I don't feel either of these. I'm in a good mood.
Okay.
Hey, man, what's wrong?
Well, it just didn't sound very bluesy.
He's probably happy because he found out Honey Nut Cheerios can help lower cholesterol as part of a heart-healthy diet.
Oh, hey, Buzz.
Okay, well, let's try it again.
Smile on my face.
Nope, that's still happy.
Have a change of heart with Honey Nut Cheerios. Learn more about Honey Nut Cheerios by picking up a box at your local store.
Calotren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N.
This is really an easy way to just rev up your metabolism and turn your body back into that fat-burning machine that it used to be. There's no drugs in it. There's no stimulants in it that make it work really quickly. But our 90-day program does have a huge 86% success rate. So when you give it time to work, you're going to see the results and you're going to feel better. And you're doing this safely with a product that is good for you. Even if you're on medications, even if you have health conditions, this product is really good for you. And if you have questions, we got a little chat on there. You can click the chat and then just ask us questions on there. You can also call us if you have questions too. Our number's toll free, 1-833-TOP-LOSS. We've got real live people right here in America to answer your questions. It's 1-833-TOP-LOSS. And again, the website is toploss.com. It's our buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply. When you buy that 90 days, you get 90 days free.
Check it all out at toploss.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Over 40 tornadoes were reported across Iowa Wednesday evening. Most of the twisters were relatively small and moved across rural, sparsely populated areas. Iowa is often considered part of the Tornado Alley, and there is an average of 51 storms that occur each year. The governors of 26 states nationwide have opted out of the pandemic-inspired Biden programs early, with many saying the benefits actually discourage people from working. An estimated 1.84 million Americans turned down work to stay on jobless payrolls. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken has invited the United Nations to see America's systemic racism firsthand. Former Detroit, Michigan Police Chief James Craig on Fox News discounts Blinken's claim that Americans are racist.
It's misguided. It's irresponsible. They should just go to Cuba. We don't need this. It's divisive, and it really benefits status quo and the liberal elite.
We are USA Radio News.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
As the Biden administration's open border policy at the U.S.-Mexico border continues to be debated, let's get an update with where things stand now. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz is leading a charge in the Senate to maintain a Trump-era policy that allowed for the swift expulsion of illegal immigrants at the border based on the potential threat to public health due to the coronavirus pandemic. In March 2020, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention issued a Title 42 expulsion order to prevent the spread of COVID-19 across the southern border, which the Biden administration has been reportedly considering ending, something Cruz is not a fan of.
Well, we're hearing concerning reports that the Biden administration intends to end enforcement under Title 42. Title 42 is the legal authority that allows you with illegal immigrants when they come to expel them and expel them quickly because of the pandemic. And the Biden administration is making noise. They want to end that. I've introduced legislation this week to maintain the protections of Title 42. Listen, there's still a global pandemic. Many Americans have gotten vaccinated. I've gotten vaccinated. But a lot of the people coming here illegally, they haven't. And as we see new variants of this disease, we've seen the disaster of Joe Biden's open border policy.
Cruz speaking there on Fox and Friends. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Thank you for listening. I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
At the hour now on the DJV program. Thursday is upon us. Time for a visit from our auto guy, the car man. Let's see. That gives new meaning to the term car man. You know, Nick Miles, they used to call car men the people that ran the subway and the trains in the cities. They were called car men. Yeah, that was back in the old days, if you will. Nick Miles from ourautoexpert.com is here. From the Chicago Auto Show, which the reason I thought it would be handy to have Nick on, this is sort of setting a new tone, a new standard, because there hasn't been an auto show for how long?
Well, Chicago shut it down about 18 months ago, so they were the last show in February 2020, I think it was, so February 2020, and now we're back again. With auto shows, it's opening the circuit up again. We're expecting New York and one in Detroit area and then the big one in L.A. So auto shows are back, and Chicago is the opening act, as it were. They were the closing act, and now they're the opening act. It's back on.
McCormick Place is the big venue for all kinds of things happening. That's where you are, right?
Absolutely, yeah. So they've expanded it. They took the opportunity of the COVID shutdown, and they've done lots of renovations, and they expanded it. So we're actually in a new portion of McCormick. The hall is about a third the size of the original Chicago Auto Show, but you've got to start somewhere. People are sort of just getting their feet back on the ground. And they've sort of changed the whole way auto shows are done now. Yeah, we all come here because it's one place you don't need to have salesmen. You can see, touch, smell, and feel all the vehicles in one place. But also they are introducing all these new driving tracks, Doug. So you can actually get inside these vehicles and drive them around, electric vehicles inside. There's Camp Jeep where you can go around the Camp Jeep and see what the Jeeps are capable of. And even the Bronco now, they have a Bronco driving track, a truck driving track for Ram. So you can actually get in all these brands and test drive them over courses that have been designed by the automakers.
So that's my next question. I always thought this was a trade show for people in the business. Who actually is this for? Who goes to these things?
The good people of the city of the Windy City of Chicago, they have actually sold more tickets to this opening show than ever in history. So there are more people expected to arrive here that have pre-bought tickets for the show than have ever done that in the past. There is a thirst to actually get these vehicles up and going and the people to see them. So everybody's standing by waiting to get their brand new cars, trucks, and SUVs and play with them, and they want to come see them here in Chicago.
Can you buy a car there, or you just go look and touch and feel?
Yeah, just the look, touch, feel, and drive in many cases. This is not a sales event, and generally big auto shows are not sales events. They are events for you to come and see the vehicles. They're not events to actually drive them, events to actually buy them.
Yeah. All right. So then, and you're somebody who drives. You're probably the best known in the country for going to the auto shows, for reporting on auto shows. If anybody wants to see what the latest news is on any model, any brand, you go to rautoexpert.com to see what Nick's take on it is. So what's your take on what you've seen so far?
It's excellent. I mean, all these vehicles that we've heard so much about, you know, the new Ford Maverick, the Bronco, the Lightning, the new Jeep Compass just rolled out here. They're showing that off. It's a brand new Compass. It's Jeep capability, but now they've upped it to luxury road driving. You can see cars out here like the new Toyota Corolla Cross, where the Corolla's grown up to be an SUV or a CUV. You can see the new Lexus plug-in hybrid vehicles, the NX is here. But, you know, there are just a huge numbers. Plus, Nissan are revealing 10 new vehicles over 20 months. And so they're showing off everything from their electric Aria to the new Z prototype, which will be revealed at the New York show. So we'll see the new Z400. All of the cars that you've read about, that you've heard about, that we've talked about, Doug, over the last 18 months, are actually a physical reality here in Chicago.
I'm looking at a new Volkswagen GTI, priced $30,540. That seems like a lot of money for a Volkswagen. Am I kidding myself?
Yeah, no, you know, cars, I didn't say anything about cars being expensive anymore, especially at this time where, you know, chips are in shortage. Vehicles are not inexpensive. They are still a lot of prices. But it doesn't mean you can't get a good deal. There is a lot of vehicles here, like the Maverick, I'll give you a perfect example, starts at under $20,000. So there are a lot of good deals.
So then are they shooting themselves in the foot, though, because all of the talk about chips, if you go by any dealership, any place, the lack of new cars. I have a friend that owns 15 dealerships, and he's way below what his inventory ought to be, and they're trying to find used cars, but those are so expensive. So one wonders what really is going to happen, or does the Chicago Auto Show offer a breakthrough, if you will, to now people getting having the ability to buy a car because they're back in production?
Yeah, I mean, the production is not resolved, so that's the truth of the matter. We haven't resolved the production problems. So, you know, there is an awful lot of production problems still to hammer out. But the cars that will be coming are here. You can get an idea of what you might be interested in buying, Doug.
Yep. All right. Thank you. Good to talk to you. Appreciate the update. Nick Miles, rautoexpert.com, here from the Chicago Auto Show. Here on the DJV program, where it's 40 minutes past the hour, Doug and Jay talking about the Amazon. You'll figure out which one after we have the conversation here. There are a couple of actually startling things happening with regard to what's going on in the Amazon. I have some reasons for you to think about how those of you who are in business, those of you who are trying to find employees, and frankly, we have on this program, research has shown that more people who own small businesses listen to this program than practically any other program around, because they celebrate the fact that I'm a small businessman, and they kind of like that. And so I say this without tongue in cheek. looking to hire people. We've seen numbers everywhere. Over 9 million jobs going wanted. There is a search going on for good candidates, and that's where Indeed comes in. Next hire with Indeed, look at the numbers. Instant Match, which is part of how Indeed works, will search millions of resumes in their database, and Indeed, they'll deliver candidates whose resumes absolutely, positively, exactly fit your job description. They had 135 skill tests that go far beyond what's in your resume, or what you'll read in a resume, to help you find the right candidates, too. It's all research. Very good. According to Talent Nest, Indeed delivers four times more hires than all the other job sites combined. So if you want to multiply your employees and subtract the hassle of finding them, visit Indeed.com/credit. That's Indeed.com/credit.
Consumers are urging brands to take responsibility when it comes to creating more eco-friendly products with less impact on the planet. And one mass market brand is taking it upon themselves to do just that. 1 year on from the launch of Greener Beauty, Garnier debuts its most sustainable product yet. Joining me now for more detail on the launch is Adrian Koskas, Garnier brand president.
At Garnier, we are committed to greener beauty to reduce our environmental impact. But we also need to help our consumers reduce theirs too. That's why innovations like the Garnier Whole Blends shampoo bar are crucial. The formula is a fast rinse, it's 97% biodegradable, with no plastic packaging at all. In Europe, it has been a great success, and more than 70% of US consumers want to be more sustainable. We want to be the helping hand with innovations like this one that are already available on Amazon, but also through the third-party accreditations. All Garnier shampoos and conditioners are cradle-to-cradle certified, and the Garnier brand globally is approved by Cruelty Free International.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
Did you know that MyPillow is about more than just a fantastic pillow? Now, MyPillow is given the same attention that they've given their pillows to the Giza Dream Sheets. Imagine sliding into the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. That's a guarantee for MyPillow. The cotton in the Giza Dream Sheets is the world's best. It's grown in a small area of the Mediterranean, made into a fabric that's ultra soft and breathable. Its sateen weave gives them a luxurious finish. It'll have you sleeping like a dream. Available in a variety of colors and sizes, it's machine washable and durable. All the Giza Dream Sheet sets come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Right now, the Giza Dream Sheets are two sets for the price of one. It's a BOGO deal, plus free shipping using the DJV code at MyPillow.com. Promo code DJV, that's two sets of Giza Dream Sheets for one low price, plus free shipping with the promo code DJV at MyPillow.com.
Look, staying healthy isn't easy. Watching your diet, hitting the gym, avoiding stress. But a good night's rest helps boost your overall health and wellness. And it couldn't be easier. The new Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed effortlessly adjusts in response to both of you. The result? You wake up ready for anything. Proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. Save up to $1,000 on select Sleep Number 360 Smart Beds and adjustable bases, plus special financing only for a limited time. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
Are you a business owner looking for funding? Greenbox Capital is here to help by providing easy working capital loans in as little as 24 hours. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to fill out a short form and get started today. With funding from $3,000 to $500,000, Greenbox Capital can help. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to receive a special offer of 10% off cost of working capital. Greenboxcapital.com/apply now and get business funding needed without stress from traditional lenders. Greenboxcapital.com/apply now. Fast funding for small businesses.
Forty-five after the hour here on the DJV program, Thursday the 15th of July. Jay Kirshner and Doug Steffen. Jay, do you know who Cornel West is?
I've
heard his name before.
I've heard the name. I can't picture out a face.
Okay. He is a very prominent black professor. He teaches or has taught at Harvard. Before that, he taught at Union Theological Seminary. He taught at Yale. He's taught in Europe. He is very liberal, very progressive, and he resigned from the Harvard University faculty because of what he described as, quote, intellectual and spiritual bankruptcy. He said, "It's so sad to see our Harvard Divinity School in such decline," and he nails it. He nails, this is like the letter that Martin Luther put on the door, kind of when the Protestant side of Catholicism began or Christianity began. His candid letter of resignation focuses on what Harvard has become in his mind, and that is a university that is not interested anymore in dissent. It has taken money from so many different places. You know that the endowment at Harvard is almost $5 billion? $5 billion. There's a guy who is a prominent television former newsman whose job is to go about the country and the world and get people to donate to Harvard. And the money that goes with it is often attached to something, to a chair or to a point of view. And anyway, the letter focuses on what's going on with academic appointments being influenced by big business. You know, it's the same kind of stuff we talk about with regard to big business in almost every aspect. Now, I don't know that I'd be a follower of Professor West necessarily, but I think it's interesting to note that there is, you know, that sort of thinking everywhere. And it brings me around to something that we were talking about yesterday with regard to big business and farming and what's going on in the farming world. There are changes that are happening that are very not, just really bad. And I'm going to give you an example of that. I was noticing, I said we'd talk a little about what's going on in the Amazon, because there is a study that suggests that there are parts of the Amazon that are emitting more carbon dioxide than is absorbed. You know, that's how it works. The tree life, the photosynthetic process absorbs the CO2 and then comes out of it with oxygen. Pretty amazing. One of the world's really amazing things, understanding how there has to be more to life than, you know, what we can see.
For sure. So, it's like a natural greenhouse effect.
But you'll get a kick out of this. When I first saw this, I thought, okay, well, which Amazon are you talking about? Because you can make an argument that Amazon, the shopping place, and with all of its new trucks and delivery vans, is emitting more carbon dioxide then we all, oh, it's handy. Do you realize how horrible that is for the environment, really, when you think about it? All those vans, they've bought thousands and thousands of new vans and trucks, tractor-trailer trucks, hauling their stuff all over the place. So you don't think they're contributing to the overall problem with greenhouse gases and the atmosphere? Come on, let's not kid ourselves.
Yeah, and there's no break because now deliveries happen on Sundays, too. So it's straight up 7 days
right.
a week.
All the time. Exactly. All right, so anyway, there's that. As long as we have, there's a connected story to that that I'll save for tomorrow or the next time we have time of what the Biden administration is doing to expand programs that keep farmers from growing crops, which I think is another problem that we're having because you need that greenery from the crops to continue with that photosynthetic process that we were talking about. Enough for now. 10 before the hour on the DJV program.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$5,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Past the hour now. I'm guessing that the fact that we're playing the theme film means we don't have a commercial, right? We don't need a commercial. Okay, how about that? Chucky, you get more time. Woohoo!
Wow.
So the theme from Star Trek, which has always been one of the most iconic. Let's crank it up, will you? I love the ending. There it is. I love that. Yeah, all right. So we have the Star Trek theme. Chuck Curry is here with Movie Moments. Why are we? We got to be celebrating some anniversary of some Star Trek movie, right?
No, actually, yesterday, produced another Star Trek movie for June 2000.
All right, so we have to well, hold on a second. I noticed Jay, I was going to say Victoria, Jay's not here, but Jay, I mean, Jay, Jay is here, Victoria's not. The Tiger King movie with Nicolas Cage that was supposed to be made, apparently that's been scrapped. Because they don't want, I guess I don't really know the story behind the story with Tiger King. Maybe between you and Chuck here, you can give us the inside. All right, we better with Chuck now in that connection? All right.
I'm back.
All right, so meanwhile, you were saying about Star Trek.
Yeah, they're going to do, Paramount's hired the director of the Marvel spin-off show WandaVision to do a new Star Trek movie for June 2023. Chris Pine and Zachary Quinto most likely will return as Kirk and Spock. I hope that's the case because I think you're not going to find two talented, perfect actors.
All right, so Chucker, we're going to have to give you the day off. It sounds like, unless you can want to, you can try one more time. For usually our connection is fine with Chuck, but not today. So you can try for one more time. Meanwhile, what I was saying, Jay, about the Tiger King movie, you're up on this much more than I am. I don't even understand what the interest is in Joe Exotic. Weren't we talking earlier today about him getting out of jail? Isn't there some move to get him out of jail? He was in jail for animal abuse and murder for hire. Terrific. So we don't have Jay either? Huh.
Hello.
All right.
I'm here.
There. Okay. Anyway, what were you saying?
Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Yeah, I made it through the very first episode of Tiger King, and it was the longest, however long that episode was, of my life. I'm with you, Doug. I don't know how people got into this, but Amazon scrapped the scripted series, which was supposed to star Nicolas Cage as the Tiger King, Joe Exotic, first TV series that Cage would be in. So that was completely scrapped. But there is still a show coming with Kate McKinnon as Carol Baskin and John Cameron Mitchell as Tiger King. So that is in the works for Peacock.
Isn't that exciting?
It's like everybody wants to get in on this.
Yeah, I haven't got a clue as to why people are, as you said, what's the attraction here. All right, Chuck, back to Star Trek for try number three. Third time's the charm.
Okay. Well, we're going to see another Star Trek movie. You know, they never...
Okay, this doesn't work. All right, Chuck, we'll talk to you tomorrow. Let's move on to other things. When you, Jay, think about preferences for movies. You and I have teased about this before because you seem to like horror movies. Or what's the difference in your mind between a horror movie and one that's just scary? When you look at a movie on television.
Thrillers.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I feel like a straight up horror movie has more of the jumps. Like there's things popping out at you, and it wants to give you that startle effect. Where more of psychological thrillers, it's alluding like something big is about to happen, and you're on the edge of your seat, and then a lot of times nothing happens. It plays with your brain a lot more than just the outright blood and gore.
Right. So why is that attractive to you? Why do you like that?
I'm trying to
the psychology of people who like that stuff.
Psychology fascinates me. I think that the whole psychology of serial killers is absolutely fascinating, how somebody can just feel nothing when hurting another person. Mm-hmm. I worked on a zombie horror film, and I feel like seeing all
as
of
a victim?
No, I was behind the scenes. But it was just so much fun seeing how everything was done and how everything was made and all the special effects. And it just kind of took out a lot of the horror of it for me. And I watch horror films more so as, like, I'm watching the acting. I'm watching the little things that are happening in the background.
Mm-hmm.
A paper flying away. And it's like, oh, did the wind actually pick up? Or is that contributing to forward momentum of the story? What is that? But it's great, especially zombie stuff. And I do like kind of the dark comedy horror films, too.
You and Chuck get along fine. I remember an interview that Johnny Carson did once with Mel Brooks about the filming of Frankenstein, but it was more Frankenstein, because even that was supposed to be a spoof. But there were some scary things in it. But apparently one of the things that came out in the conversation was how much fun people who do these movies have, because it's all tongue-in-cheek. They're all laughing hysterically behind the scenes. Yeah, meanwhile, when it's all done, the editing room is done with it. It really makes the point of horror. But
uh-huh.
Jamie Lee Curtis, for example, says she has a blast when she does those Halloween movies. So
the way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.